Voldemort Cheney, 2012. It's GRD's Weekly.
Yes, indeed. It is GRD's Weekly number wow.
No.
Wow. Wow. Which translates to 54.
54.
54.
We are a full deck.
With the Jokers and all.
The Jokers.
Huh? Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you. That's exactly how you have to look at it. So, yes, tonight, of course, we are talking about great political matchups throughout time, space, and history.
Yes.
No.
No?
No, we're talking about Harry Potter.
Oh.
Hey, we're talking about Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
And why are we talking about Harry Potter then?
Because we're going to go see the movie tonight at midnight. Woo-hoo!
And we're already this keyed up.
Oh, yeah.
There's caffeine involved.
The caffeine, baby. Oh,
yes, indeed. It would have to be. Yes, gathered around the table tonight, of course. You hear sitting right next to me in that heightened state of mood. Yes, indeed. It's the Flintstress.
Don't call me Nymphadora.
Okay.
I'll Tonks.
I'll try. I'll try not to. Sitting across from me, I believe, is Gwarp. No, it's the Bruce.
You're a little scary sometimes. You know that.
I've been told.
Okay.
I've been told. It's okay.
Of course, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Are you incapable of restraining yourself, or do you take pride in being an insufferable know-it-all?
Well,
that is the truest drop about you I have ever heard.
You have to play to your calling there. And, you know, we just found out, what, like an hour ago, the vicar's not going to be here. So what was going to be played for him was...
This robe is two things I'm not, young and fun.
So...
That would have been great.
Yeah, he just didn't want
if
to be here.
If he was here, he'd be laughing.
Plus, we had a lot of like a British pick on him kind of lines.
Right, he's
down,
like,
yeah.
He's like, this is going to be right. So whatever. So, yeah, Harry Potter is tonight.
Yes,
so
it is.
That's fantastic. So I'm excited. There you go. Good night, everybody.
Yeah.
We'll
see you. Wait,
we're
going to
go right now,
right?
To get our seats.
Okay. No, it's going to be a little bit. So in the meantime, I guess we should tell everybody what we've been up to. So what you been doing at Geekified this week?
Well, I've been playing some video games. My new favorite game of all time, I just made him actually buy it from Gamefly to tell Gamefly we wanted to keep it, is this stupid little game for Nintendo called Boom Blocks. Have you seen it?
Boom Blocks.
It's a puzzle game. And part of the time, you're like throwing things and knocking down towers. Part of the time, you're shooting different blocks to take out towers. Part of the time, it's like Jenga, where you actually have to like slide out the piece. And then you're trying to either knock down the tower or not knock down the tower.
Uh-huh.
But you're like, okay, and? But it's all strategy. Like you have to, each one of the pieces on the tower is worth different points. And you want to try to get as many points. And you can play against like all these other people. There's different ones where you have to try to like knock it down in one shot. Knock the whole thing down.
Okay.
So there's a whole bunch of strategy with that. Flynn and I, playing Jenga, we could get down to like three or four pieces. It's not Jenga. Don't sue me,
it's
Jenga.
It's not Jenga, but it's
Jenga-like.
Jenga.
Right. But the cool thing is I think it's soon to be available for some of the other systems. But for the Wii, I mean, you're literally like you have
pulling
to hold
pieces,
it steady
yeah.
and you're like pulling the piece out. It's really, really
and
cool.
What really makes it work is the physics of the blocks is perfect.
Wow.
I don't know that I would say perfect.
No.
There's a couple of times where it's like, it's kind of sitting there and you're like, okay, that really should have fallen down. There's like one or two times. Most of the time the blocks behave as if the blocks should.
I really think that that is a graphical misrepresentation because to see those things sway sometimes. One time there's this really long tower and one time when we played this, there's a 50 block on the bottom that's this big block at the bottom surrounded by just some other small ones. Well, with the tower still sort of high, we had smacked in enough places that when I threw it, the tower tilted over because everything tilted and that 50 at the bottom fell off as well, and I got like a ginormous amount of points, and it was amazing.
It is a really, really fun game. It's hard though because it all depends on how you want to play versus how like maybe somebody else that you're playing with wants to play.
Mm-hmm.
Like we had somebody who was playing with us who was trying to pull out pieces to make it wobbly so that it would then fall on like your turn, as opposed to playing with a whole group of people who were really, really, really trying to make it last as long as possible.
Okay.
So it's just kind of different strategies
involved.
You don't want to rush.
No, you don't want to rush.
Not at all.
Not with the fine hand movements.
Exactly.
Yes.
A little finesse.
I can touch you now.
Oh, goodness.
Yikes.
Hey, now.
And then also with video games, I'm playing some Guitar Hero, which is real fun to play with like a group of people. I cannot wait for the one where all four of us will be able to play at a time because that'll just be like
well,
mad
play
crazy
the
fun.
The same guitar at a time. If you want to, like right now, you can have someone play multiple guitars, but like I'm the guitar and your bass.
Yeah.
or your rhythm guitar, you're not playing the same one. And that's just...
unless you're playing like against each other.
Unless you're playing against each other. Yeah, there's no co-op mode where you can sort of do that. And sometimes you just want to play the guitar.
Okay.
Yeah,
that would be fun. So,
same kind of thing, though. It's hard, you know, if you're playing. I like the Rock Band, the way that Rock Band reacts when you mess up versus how Guitar Hero reacts when you mess up. You know, as far as how much the screen shakes and how much of this sound it makes.
Yeah.
You know, like the Rock Band one is definitely better. Because it'll mess you up if you're playing with somebody and they make a mistake or a couple mistakes in a row.
It throws you off.
It throws you off. But I guess that's kind of realistic for how it might be in like a band if you're standing next to somebody and they messed up. But I don't know.
Nigel, will you stop it?
Something like that. We also played a game of Seen It, which I love, which I can still. There's like certain categories that I can always beat Billy, so I love it. But then, of course, you know, most of the time he still
then he comes back and spanks you in a bad way.
If you've never played Seen It Box Office Smash, that's the newest one that we love so much because it's got like more current movies and stuff.
Yeah.
In it. Well, at the end, there's this round with a multiplier.
Yes.
So it's like if you get it right, it's a 1X, then it goes up to a 2X, then a 5X. Yeah. Why was the last movie Jaws?
Because it's a randomized...
He knows that movie better than anybody possibly else could.
Should know it.
It's a great movie.
But didn't I beat you one time on... It was an Eddie Murphy movie, and I beat you on
it. Beverly Hills Cop. Yeah.
So
there you go.
It could happen, but Billy Flynn was victorious.
Well, thank you.
Speaking of video games, we had some friends in from out of town, Wolfie from the forums, and
hi, Wolfie.
His new girlfriend, Mary, and they were in town, so we went and walked down around Carrytown just to have, you know, something to do.
Yeah.
Plan 9 is down there, and One-Eyed Jocks, and like a whole bunch of other fun
stores. Oh, yeah. Been there a couple times.
And we found they have a new video game store.
Like right near the bird. There's a video game store.
It's Play It Again or Play Again, Play and Trade, or I think it's called Play and Trade. I don't know.
Okay.
But anyway, it's a unique business model. You can, anything you buy, new or old kind of system, you can try it before you buy it. Also, speaking of old systems, they have everything from like Atari 2600. They had a ColecoVision. They had a Sega Master System.
A Sega Master System?
They had everything.
Dude, like you know, the kid bought like a Super Scope 6.
It's like right over there on the table. I'll show you.
Wow.
Yeah. And they have like everything. Also, they'll have like tournaments. It'll go on like on Thursdays.
Every Thursday night, there's a different game that you go and pay like $5.
$5, and the winner takes 50% of the of the money.
And
they had just like on display, they had an Atari 2600. This particular one was, and it was playing Pitfall.
Yeah.
And if you paid $3, you got 3 tries. And then if you got the high score, they write you up on the board, and at the end of the month, whoever had the high score won the Atari 2600.
Pitfall. They gave you the system in Pitfall.
Wow. That's
super cool. Right there in Carrytown for any of you like Richmond area folks.
Yeah, because that's pretty cool. I'm going to have to go back by there.
This Thursday is Marvel versus Capcom, I think. So I think I'm going to try to...
It is. It's Marvel Capcom for a Dreamcast.
If I'm not still sick, I'm going to take the kids.
Okay. You should do that. That'd be fun. And unlike other stores that try to do like this, I mean, they actually have accessories for all of these systems.
They had chargers
they
for
have,
old stuff. They
yeah.
had lots
of
stuff.
They have RFU adapters. Okay?
They
have RFU adapters.
They have like every game.
With
like
a little slide on the back thing?
Ask your parents.
Yeah.
They had like Sega CD games. They had like everything.
Oh, it was good.
I wonder if anybody has a Lynx system.
Oh, I didn't think to look. Maybe.
Maybe.
They did also have these retro, they called like retro systems that could play like multiple different
yeah,
things.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Yeah, that
those
was
are
pretty
the,
cool.
Those are the popular
yeah, there's
ones.
One that does NES and a Genesis, which I find odd. It should be a SNES and a Genesis.
Yeah, and our oldest son, when we were like, oh yeah, we're just going to go walk around some stores, maybe get some food, you know, do whatever. He was like, oh, that sounds boring. I'm not going to come.
Look at it go.
And he missed out on this vintage video game store.
Darn.
So,
we had not to be part of the family.
And what else did he miss out on because of that?
Buffalo Wild Wings.
It was free Slurpee Day.
Oh, and it was free Slurpee Day. We went to 3 different 7-Elevens for free Slurpee Day.
Yes, we did.
Yes, we
did.
Good
job.
We did. The one right here in where we live, we hit the one in Carrytown, and we hit another one on the way home.
Yes.
Yeah, so
yes,
we had
indeed,
multiple
we
free Slurpees. And there were definitely these like 2 kids on skateboards. And wouldn't you know it, they got the Mountain Dew.
Extreme!
Slurpee Extreme! Funny.
Sorry.
As far as TV goes, Wednesday is our night of TV. This is the only night that we have that any TV comes on. We have Wipeout, I Survived a Japanese Game Show. Hi.
I'm Majide.
And Top Chef, which was a pretty interesting one. They had to cook an egg with one hand tied behind their back.
I believe I've heard you talk about that one once.
Yeah. Well, with Top Chef Masters, what they're doing is they're doing reduxes of things that were on the Top Chef show.
Oh, okay.
Like actual, you know, established chefs doing
real chefs,
things.
Yeah.
And they're doing, you know, they're raising money for charity. It's all for charity. So.
Yeah, that's good.
Now, the special guest was NPH, Neil Patrick Harris.
Yes, indeed.
And he got them into the Magic Castle.
In California, it's like, this, like it's the exclusive magicians club.
Magician,
you have to be a member or invited to go. It's every magician's been there.
Magic, like paraphernalia and stuff, and it, like secret rooms and all kinds of stuff. So that was really cool.
That's pretty awesome.
Sounds real cool.
Yeah, I survived a Japanese game show. It was pretty funny too. I mean, just some of the stunts and stuff that they make them do, and I swear this year they're talking more English than Japanese. Like most
America's a dumb.
But most of the time they were the announcer on the show and all the different people, they would speak in Japanese and they'd have subtitles.
Yeah.
But now I think they've been giving him English lessons because he's speaking a lot more,
English
in the show. But you can sort of see the people in the audience going, what's going on? So,
would you speak Japanese?
Would you please speak
what
so we can understand?
What country are you in? Speak Japanese.
You come to this country.
You speak Japanese.
You speak the language.
I started reading Bilbo Baggins' story by T. Morris, The Case of the Singing Sword.
Yes, indeed.
And I've literally just started reading it, but I like it so far. The only reason that I may not like it as much as I am starting...
This is just wrong.
...is because Billy Flynn has cost me an hour and a half or so of my life that I will never get back with Howard the effing Duck. I am really not happy that he subjected me to that movie. What? I didn't even make it.
You're a right foul git, you know that.
Yes.
Wow. Leah Thompson. Oh, come on. That was the greatest movie ever.
Awful. I had to get up in the middle, and I never do that. I had to leave the room.
So then you admit it's not an hour and a half.
Yeah, so it was maybe an hour or so of time of my life that I will never get back.
You took some time back in the middle of that movie.
It was awful. Like, not even funny awful. Not even Plan 9 from Outer Space awful. Not even MST-able awful. It was just awful. And so that way, not that I'm comparing T. Morris's writing per se to Howard the Duck, but we've got
but there are
some similarities here.
For instance,
we've got somebody teleported in from another realm.
Okay,
who's a dwarf, so he's 4 foot tall.
Yes, he's 4 foot.
And he's in Chicago.
Yes,
and he's kind of like a detective.
Yes,
sort of.
Well, he becomes a detective.
And he's wearing the same suits, and he is. Sort of wisecracky, and
but he doesn't have feathers.
No.
So there's your difference.
True. But it's just I'm like, oh god.
The story is actually
that one. I'm telling you.
I wish I could erase Howard the Duck from. I wish I like. I would literally go into my brain. I would risk it to erase that from my life.
Wow. God. The mental bleach is not available.
I think I said I gave it not even pants. I gave it a pair of shorts.
Wow.
You know, it's not good.
Oh.
It's not that bad.
You know, it's that effing movie.
Maybe it's not that bad, but it's not good.
It's not good. It wasn't good.
Duck boobs.
There were duck boobs. That's always been astounding to everyone that's ever seen it is.
Why are there
duck boobs twice? Because within the first, 2-3 minutes? Or I don't know if maybe at some point they were trying to establish. Because Howard the Duck is a little more of a, shall we say, raunchy character that he's actually portrayed. He's portrayed a little weird, but I mean that sort of, you know, the gruff, what you're looking for.
He had a miniature condom in his wallet.
Yes.
Well, yes, I'm sure he needed a
but
miniature
But you see how
condom.
That jived with the characterization overall that the duck himself actually had. Because the duck, Howard the Duck, didn't have a lot of personality per se, and that's the problem with the movie, is that they couldn't quite decide, you know, maybe we shouldn't have what looks like a Disney character acting like this in a big budget PG film.
It didn't jibe. It didn't go.
Yeah, it doesn't.
All.
It doesn't mesh well. There's elements of it all around, but it never.
Yeah,
comes
if he was
together.
Supposed to be grimy and gritty and raunchy. He shouldn't have been walking around looking like he could sub for Donald at the Magic Kingdom.
And there is an hour does go by before they go. Oh, you know, we should probably get a villain for the movie real quick.
Wow.
So
yeah, the principal from Ferris Bueller.
Suddenly becomes the bad guy, thanks to you know, demons from a portal.
Oh, it has to be demons.
Absolutely.
Always demons.
Yeah, the one thing that movie needed was demons. Yep.
You know what could have saved it? The Doctor could have saved that.
Quite possibly. I do love the Doctor. Anyway, Also, in preparation for the Harry Potter of Wonderfulness that we're going to watch this evening,
yeah.
we had a plan at one point that we were going to watch all of the movies like leading up.
Yeah, all the first
five,
yeah.
So we watched the first one,
uh-huh.
and then sort of kind of was like, oh, wait, it's coming up like soon. So
yeah. it's like, oh, wait, it's...
Oh, wait, it's like...
Oh, wait, it's like wait, tomorrow.
It's like tomorrow. so a few days ago, we caught Goblet of Fire like the last half an hour or so of it on TV, and then we watched Order of the Phoenix yesterday so that we would at least sort of kind of
sort of
be
remember, yeah.
caught up.
And might I note that was, we watched it on HD DVD. Thank
yes,
you.
We did.
Oh, congratulations.
Before Thank HD you. DVD died, but it was pretty.
It was incredibly beautiful, yes.
It was so pretty. So that is pretty much it for my Geeky Week. I'm sure I forgot some things, so I'll hopefully okay. interject no here and there.
Okay. My Geeky Week. Start off, the biggest note of my Geeky Week has been, I have it written down as a bit of bad news. It's more than just a bit of bad news. Saturday night, we took our dog, Obi, to a friend's house to be watched for an overnight because we had guests over for a party. We didn't, you know, you have not met my dog. My dog is mm-hmm. a bit of psychopathic.
Oh.
Slightly. He's never mean, but he's constant. He's just there all the time. He's playing. We couldn't have him over there. It just couldn't happen.
Really? Your dog is like that?
Yeah, really. Huh. The Jack Russell Terrier is a bit of a... Yeah.
Can't imagine that.
Yeah. So we took my dog over to some friend's house. Problem is, Obi got out, and we can't find him. My wife and I have been very, very torn up about this. For the last 3 days, we have either been putting up posters, driving all around this county, sitting at home waiting for the phone to ring, or crying. So it has been a pretty torn up time for my wife and myself for the last 3 days. We're a little bit better. No, Obi is not home yet. When he does come home, I'll let everybody know.
Yeah.
So that's been the biggest thing for my week. Some other things that we have done this past week. I saw the first part of the NBC miniseries Meteor.
Oh, I didn't realize that was a miniseries.
Nobody else did either until we got 2 hours into it and went, to be continued. Oh. Okay.
When I saw it like on the guide listing, I was mm-hmm. hoping it was the Sean Connery Meteor from, and I knew it wasn't.
Yeah,
but I was hoping that maybe
it would have been better.
Yeah,
this was absolute crap.
Wow.
Oh my God, crap! They had every cliche in the book in this movie. Every single stupid cliche in the book. There is
How did the pregnant woman become endangered?
There was actually no pregnant one.
Oh
wow, go figure. Okay,
they missed her for part two.
Yeah, they missed her for part two. There's only one person that could truly help, but he was fired. So,
right.
Of course,
you're a maverick.
He's in Mexico, so they're bringing him back, and he ends up getting killed.
They
so
don't want me back.
So his assistant has to come over, and she's like attacked and this and that. Stopped three ways this Sunday trying to get back, and of course, there's only one person that can do this stuff. And blah,
Jack
blah,
Ryan.
Blah. I wish.
Oh. Jack Bauer. They're all named Jack.
Jack and Jack. Really.
You know? Jack the Ripper. Oh, wait. That didn't really fit.
No. It's Jack the Rapper. Stupid. I hope they change that soon.
Okay. Also, let's see. Where am I at? Let's see. Trying to get back to the... Let's see. Throw in a homicidal ex-cop, bad acting, bad writing, and mix well. You get four pants.
Fridays on Fox. Okay. What? Okay, you threw me there.
Okay. Let's see. Let's see. I also watched another TV. I have Robot Chicken.
There's been a new Robot Chicken?
No. Oh. But I hadn't seen it before.
Okay.
New to you.
Yeah, new to me.
Okay.
Big Bang Theory, Penn and Teller's BS.
Yes.
Was about video games.
Nice.
It was actually a pretty good episode. It really was. They're talking about how video games do not make you into killers.
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
You know,
but they were talking. That's
being
what
a nut story. Job
makes
right.
you a killer. Yes.
Makes you a killer.
Okay. Yeah. A bunch of other crap television just waiting for the phone to ring. I've been listening to the second episode of The Untrue Tales of Beyond Fiction. I talked about it last week.
Right.
This was a waste of my time.
Oh.
This was an absolute waste of my time. The voice acting is nearly monotone and is very, very boring to listen to an hour of this.
Wow.
Yeah.
Didn't you enjoy the first one?
No.
Oh.
No, I thought it was weird.
Oh,
I said it was weird. There was the other one I listened to that was the Secret Chronicles, Secret Wars Chronicles, or whatever it was.
Oh, the Secret Wars Chronicles? That would be awesome.
It's not that one. I knew it's something close to it. But I won't listen to another episode of this one again. So
dark and difficult times lie ahead.
So other than getting ready for the party that I had on Saturday night and everything else afterwards, that's all my geeky week has been.
Okay. Wow.
Sorry to be a little bit of a downer there, it wasn't necessary, though.
Yeah, you know, you got to work through it, man. Got to work through the pain. Mm.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, you know, do what you can. So let's see. I reread Infected because I was going to read Contagious. I'm like, well, you know, it's been a while, blah, blah, blah. And I'd split it between because I'd started listening to it and then finished it by reading it. So this time I just read the book all the way through it.
Okay.
So now I'm slightly into Contagious. I'm slightly contagious. See what I did there. So obviously, good read. That is a good time. I'm enjoying that. Today at work.
What part are you on?
Early parts.
Okay.
Like early. I'm like literally within the first
cover.
Like 60 pages. I'm like
the front cover.
Okay.
I'm reading the dust jacket at this particular. Oh my! Oh yes.
Scott Signer, I've heard of him before.
Yes, look at this. This is quite. Oh, there's a picture on the back. Oh,
congratulations!
Oh, the picture's fantastic. Jolly good. Jolly, jolly good. Wow, I don't have anything written down. That's so funny. What did I just say?
Infected, contagious.
Infected, contagious.
Well, you took everything like we played games.
Did I really do everything?
I think so. No. Like, I'm thinking about it. Movie. Well, Howard the Duck. Oh. I need to say for the record.
Okay.
She was given a vote, and she voted for Howard the Duck.
I didn't know what I was getting myself into.
I said,
if you don't know.
Bad.
Okay.
I said that.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying.
Your bad and my bad are two different bads.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't remember. What was
One's bad and one's
bad.
What was your other choice? Do you remember?
Hamlet 2. We haven't watched that yet.
Hamlet 2.
I don't know.
And Howard the Duck. And
I'd have gone with Hamlet 2.
Oh, you know what? I did forget something. We've been watching episodes of Parker Lewis Cannon.
Thank you. That's what it was. That's what I was trying to remember. I was like, we did something else with the Xbox other than play video games. What was it? Yeah, because, you know, hey, guys, what do you want to do with it? Because, hey, let's watch some more of that Parker Lewis. And why? Because everybody loves the Parker Lewis.
He does.
Everybody loves it.
Outstanding.
Everybody loves the Coop.
Dude, it holds up so well.
I was thinking you guys should do that as a costume. You know, like Parker Lewis, Mikey, and Kubiak.
Oh, I get to be Coop.
Yes, of course you do.
What, the vicar's going to be Coop?
Yeah, really.
I'm too smooth to be Coop. So
yeah, and short.
Okay.
Then you. Yes.
Well, then me, yeah.
No, come on. You're obviously Coop.
Yeah, I'm going to be Coop.
You are a Sasquatch.
Yeah, this is true.
We have established
this. True. I am a Sasquatch.
So we could just get you like a letter jacket with the S and the B on it.
There you go.
And then you carry around a paper bag that says Larry's Lunch.
We spell it wrong.
Right. Yeah, well, no, with the smaller R in there. Arrow right. Yeah. Up to R for...
You know what? That's actually not a bad idea. We could actually try to pull that off. I'm not sure how. I would have to go through and see the episodes a couple more and see if I can pull out enough clothes that look like that.
Yeah.
Do you have something plaid?
He did wear quite a bit of plaid.
Yeah, I think I do.
All right. Do you have like a gray hooded jacket? I think you could combine those and jeans.
You could probably, yeah.
And probably do that alone.
I think
you could.
We'll talk about that. We'll talk about it off there.
You'd need a rayon shirt and some khakis pleats.
That'd be funny.
And then John would need like a leather jacket and a guitar.
Oh, well, he's got the leather jacket. And
he
could
carry around a guitar here.
Guitar here. The Aerosmith one, maybe.
The Rock Band one really looks like the.
That's true.
Thunder Stratocaster.
That's
so
right,
who would be the.
You'd need Jerry.
Jerry. Who'd be Jerry?
I don't know. Hey.
We'll have auditions.
Would you like to be? Yeah.
Exactly.
Let's have auditions.
Send in
a
video.
If you're going to be at Dragon Con and you want to be a part of the Parker Lewis crew.
Then by all means, you absolutely should. Would you like to be?
Or Jerry?
Please.
Sirs?
Jerry.
All you need is a trench coat.
And the glasses. Yeah.
And a swatch. Oh, you'd need swatches.
Well, I
don't have a swatch. I don't have to have a swatch. Yay!
That's right.
Oh, right. Right. You just have to have a bunch of food.
Okay. This is true. That's not a problem for me generally.
You know, I like that. I like that so much I've even stopped thinking about my week again. I don't know.
You are so easily distracted.
I think that's all I've done because that's pretty much everything. Because what? I mean, you know, the day job stuff. We've got our second production room up as of today.
Oh, congratulations.
It finally randomly happened today. Like,
randomly
isn't the fact that I was told once a few weeks ago that it would happen on this date, never heard a thing about it again, and then randomly today everyone shows
Ta-da!
Up dressed ready for it. And I'm like, oh, so you guys were serious this time. All right, let's do this thing.
Somebody remind me once in a while what we're doing today.
It's a good thing you get to wear a t-shirt and jeans to work every day.
Yeah.
So you're always ready.
Yeah, it's a radio gig.
Call me out. He's a slob all the time.
That's the biggest benefit of your job, and the biggest benefit of my job is the summers.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the big benefit of my job? Oh, wait, I don't have one.
Time off.
I get to work in a gym.
You get to find yourself right
You get
now.
To massage yeah. people's glutes every now and then.
There you go.
This is true.
There you go.
This is true. And you, I like my job.
You've remarked about Bruno many a time.
Stop.
No. That's totally fine.
Okay, next segment.
All right.
If everything goes unfortunately today, you two may even make the front page.
Ooh, front page.
Front page.
We're big old headlines. Because maybe we had corduroy pillows. Far bad joke indeed.
Yeah,
we're going to DragonCon.
Wow.
Yeah, that's our big news right now.
We're going to DragonCon. Apparently, we should theoretically be getting ready for some talk about what do you call it? The pub crawl, which is something we were going to discuss this evening. We were going to look over to the vicar and be like,
"Hey, what are we doing the pub crawl?"
Yeah, so the pub crawl. You were talking about that before. Did you have a weekend in mind? Uh huh.
Yes, the crickets are back.
Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. Well, what about for folks coming out of town? You know, is there places? Do we have, like, I know some people like to get hotels downtown. Or is there like, space for folks? You know, where do you recommend? Huh.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Awesome. So, I don't know. Yeah. What did we do last time?
The funny thing is we're actually looking at the chair.
We are.
He's supposed to be sitting
in. We did. We all turned and we looked.
We're actors because we sold that.
Yes, we did. Yeah, and we sold that. We did a job.
That's why people believed it.
We're believable. See, yeah, we're actors. Absolutely. We're thespians.
Last year it was.
Early November, right?
Yes.
It was November 15th.
Mid-November, yeah.
It was second week in November.
In November, so we can shoot for that.
Are we shooting that same kind of thing?
Yeah,
okay, if that works, then by all means, we'd like to get together. And
actually, it's funny. The 14th would then be a Saturday. So why don't we'll toss out a couple.
Wow, that is funny.
Amazing.
What?
It's one day early. Eddie,
okay,
shut up.
All right.
No. She's gonna hit you with a microphone.
I am. I'm going to kick your ass. Not in the mood for your game. I have been telling him lately, though, feel free to kind of pick on me more, because I felt like we always pick on the vicar and we pick on you, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Why do I feel like I'm, like, off limits for the picking on? So I'm not going to complain.
He wants
besides,
sex later.
Besides, she's going to throw things back, you know.
You've got dirt on your nose, by the way. Did you know?
Oh, well, fine. I'm picking that
Did
way.
Did you?
Right.
Sorry.
Anyway, so we'll start a thread on that on the forums at geekradiodaily.com. And you can chime in, put in your two cents as far as what weekend works best for pub crawling.
Oh, look, it's the Hogwarts letters.
Yes, indeed. Because I guess, yeah, we're at letters, right?
Mail. Yeah, mail.
That's how this is working. We've got a bunch of mail. So
yes.
I hope you're ready. Here we go.
Let's do it.
Print or voicemail? Good, print. All right.
Print.
Dear guys, keep up the great work as always. Glad to hear the vicar join you guys for the weekly show. It seems like old times. You touched a brother's heart. You need to go see Transformers 2. And quit bashing it, Mr. Flynn. So until the vicar keeps coming to the weekly shows and Billy Flynn finally watches Transformers to an IMAX, make mine GRD. That's from Jonathan in Birmingham. And, so you've been welcomed back to the show. How do you feel about that, Mr. Vicar? Sorry, that's...
Last time on the cricket.
You know, he specifically made me go and find the drop
he
last
He wanted the crickets
time.
Back.
Yeah, right, all right. D.D. All right, fine.
Well, I do want to see Transformers 2. I know that you put much store in Dave from Screen Geeks.
I know. Dave didn't rave on it, didn't go off on his back. I know it's. I knew it originally wasn't going to be any good, really. And I know that it's going to be fun on a stupid, really dumb level. But the first one managed to do the stupid, dumb, fun level, apparently on a way that was a little better. And it just seems like it's been incredibly dumbed down for... It's almost one of the, movies. It's Transformers movie, kind of.
Well, it's a summertime movie, popcorn.
Yeah.
Okay, well, fine. We'll go see it.
Okay.
All right.
I'll go online right now.
Dear G.R. Sweekly, guys and gal. G.R. Sweekly, how about that?
G.R.
So I'm a bit behind on the podcast listening. I only recently finished to the Marathon 90s TV episode. It was good, but I think you guys forgot a couple of shows. And since I'm a big slacker and haven't listened to the newest episode yet, I have no idea if these were covered by other fans. A couple of 90s shows you overlooked. Picket Fences. Yes,
Picket
we
Fences.
Did.
I Picket don't know
Fences,
that show.
The definitive David E. Kelly show. This was Tom Skerritt as the sheriff. It was after Twin Peaks was big. Everyone had to make a little weird show.
Yeah.
And Twin Peaks was on CBS and featured very early on that got people talking and wondering what's going on. A lady who was killed by being placed in her own dishwasher. It was an odd little show.
Okay.
About a small little town and the weird things that would happen around there, but not like outlandishly supernatural weird, just weird in general.
Okay.
It's a fantastic okay. show.
I remember the title of it. I just don't remember the show.
Lois and Clark. Well, at least the first season and some of the last half of season two. I watched all four out of loyalty and lust for Terry Hatcher. Babylon 5. Seriously, how could you not include it? Because I watched Star Trek Deep Space Nine.
I watched Bab 5.
Star Trek Deep Space Nine. Still the best of the modern treks. Didn't we talk Deep Space Nine?
I don't think we did.
Anyway, that's a few.
I don't think we did.
I would take Billy Flint to task over his remarks on Seinfeld, but yada, 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 which I remember saying along with some friends of mine before that episode. I don't know how
It was taken from popular culture. Anyway, I said yada, yada, yada.
So until the vicar gives up his love of pies, make mine G.R. Sweekly. G.R. Sweekly. I like that.
Okay.
Greatness Weekly. That's from Big Orange Michael. Here's a message now for the vicar. I will not play the cricket. Vicar, totally agree with you about Tropic Thunder. I couldn't believe I was watching it, and yet I couldn't stop. See, I had no idea that Tom Cruise was even in it until the credits and the dancing, which mesmerized me completely. Oh, I'm a Scientologist now, by the way. No, not really. That's from Maria C.
That was a good one.
You do realize that the shuttle we moved on. That was funny, Maria. I like that. You do realize that the shuttle, even though it has been flying since April of 1981, was old even then, since the design was approved when we were still going to the moon. The first shuttle, Enterprise, was designed to be part of the fleet, even though it was never used and now sits as part of an exhibit next to the Enola Gay. One of the reasons it will be 2013-15 before we have a launch capability for the new manned space vehicle will be that time it will take crews at the Cape to reconfigure launch pads 39A and 39B, because that's really the one you want right there,
right.
for the new vehicle, since these pads were chopped in half for the shuttle after they had been used to launch the Apollo moon missions. As someone who grew up in the shadow of the Kennedy Space Center, it saddens me when people yell about how much we spend on NASA, which in reality is only barely one half of 1% of the federal budget and less than what is wasted by most federal programs, without realizing those jobs are all here on Earth. Bill from Albuquerque. Yes, indeed. We need more money
for
space. Let's make this happen.
Absolutely.
Get some Steves on it.
We do. We need a Steves on it.
And hey, how's this for an email? You really liked the new one? Normally, we're rather spot on with our movie opinions. Not that you would know that. The Spoonie summed up my feeling. What do you think about that? You should know that I believe that this is in reference to Terminator Salvation, because I believe the email was actually entitled Terminator.
Okay,
I thought I was finally to the stage of acknowledging that some people like a movie and some don't, but this one perturbs me. And there is a feud between Sam and I? Is he related to PRS? though PRS was messing with me on the board. I'm sure that's thought, but...
Uh-huh.
Is he the evolution of the missing code ninja? I still think he is behind every dark corner I pass by. That is from Jabba.
Jabba. Are you sure it's actually from Jabba?
It was signed Jabba. And it comes from Jabba's email, but that can be spoofed, so...
Yeah. Okay. All right. We can go with that one.
It's entirely possible.
So I will believe... I will suspend... disbelief and say, yes, that was actually Jabba.
Okay.
Because he sounded like he was drunk typing.
Because, missing Jabba.
We've been worried
Jabba.
About you, man. I mean, like...
Yeah, really.
Maybe Jabba forgot the phone number for the...
no, he was probably in a border town jail. That's what I'm saying.
So where he could get access to email.
He's out now.
That's
what I'm saying. He was in past tense. English teacher. All right. So, voicemail?
He borrowed somebody's BlackBerry.
Oh, Archie got
they me. Snuck it into jail?
Mm-hmm. All right. So, message. Anna says hello.
Hey, guys. It's Anna. So, I noticed on the last show notes for last week's episode, you put a number next to my voicemail. And I'm wondering, am I calling that often that you think that you should start counting them? That's concerning.
No, Anna. You see, the reason the number was next to your voicemail was because that was the number of the voicemail that we had played. That was the, let's say, I don't remember at this
third.
Time what it was, but if there was a number 6 next to your name, that means that was the 6th one that we played that time. Huh?
Okay. Yeah, that works.
Huh?
That works.
That's how
and
that
no,
works.
Anna, you do not call enough.
In fact,
we love
hearing
from you.
You should stalk me more.
Stalker.
I just looked over my shoulder, didn't see you, Anna. What's going on, Anna?
You should be there.
What is going on? All right, moving on. Got a nice little short message here. I think you'll like it. It brought a smile to my face. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, I'm so glad I watched today. I listened to today's.
You can watch it.
And see, boom, just broke him up so much. Couldn't finish.
Couldn't even continue.
Couldn't finish.
So who the heck was that?
Did he call back?
We'll have to wait and see.
Uh-oh.
You know who did call back? Anna.
Hey, guys, it's Anna.
Hey, Anna.
I don't see about this. I don't really call just to kind of get on the show. It was more like, I've got some feedback to give. I try to make it relevant. I try to make it humorous. Maybe I shouldn't call anymore. I don't know.
You shouldn't say these things, Anna.
Yeah.
Anna, do not do that. Call. Call often. We love hearing from you no matter what.
So there you go. You I'll always have something
I'll make
cool
Billy
to
Flynn
say.
Take the numbers off. Just for you. No, I don't know.
You are a valuable member of the GRD Nation.
I don't think you're going to be able to do that.
I don't have that power. But if I did have that power, I would for you.
She admitted it. That was awesome. Hey. Maybe now we'll find out.
I'm so glad I listened to today's Daily Show because now I know what was the best thing before sliced bread. And hey, now that you're actually putting out about it once a week, you're vastly why you're getting less calls. And since I think you made Java sad.
Oh, okay. Well, that was someone that was very, very, very giddy. Very, yeah. very giddy. Very.
The voice sounded really familiar.
We've heard it before.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, we have.
I don't know who, though.
I don't know. Hey, you know who called back?
Anna?
Oh, no. I've become that girl, haven't I?
And
that's it. I think she dialed it, realized, oh, snap, I'm that girl.
No.
And
she did it because it was funny. I thought that was really funny.
That's incredible, incredible comedy. Because the rule to comedy, you know, is the repetition.
The three.
You know, you build
three.
It up. Yeah. So that's
timing.
It's awesome. So someone else weighs in on with some NASA thoughts.
Hey, GRD crew. Steve Rickyberg here from Geek Crit. I have a follow-up comment / rant on the whole NASA thing, specifically the space shuttle discussion, back on Sweekly number 53. Now, you mentioned
those
the
were
first
good times.
Shuttle mission was the Columbia back in 1981, and that's true, of course, but people forget the prototype shuttle Enterprise,
yeah.
and work on the space shuttle program began way back in the mid-70s,
mm-hmm.
which means the current design of the space shuttle is more or less over 40 years old.
Snap.
Each mission supposedly costing around $1.5
billion.
Billion. For the Columbia refit, NASA engineers had to cannibalize just about anything left
that's
on the Enterprise.
So bad.
And for God's sake, had to go on eBay to purchase the microprocessors. They were so freaking old.
Yeah.
I have orders of magnitude more computing power in my pocket than NASA is using to send people to space.
I just thought you were happy.
No wonder the space program fails to inspire modern kids these days. Dear Congress and NASA, instead of pouring the GDP of a small country down the drain each year to keep a program built on relatively Stone Age technology running, why not put that money to better use by using good old American ingenuity and modern technology to develop something that would be, in all likelihood, better, faster, cheaper?
No.
Okay, maybe I'm oversimplifying things, and
slightly.
I admit that putting people in space
in
is
Japan.
Still an incredible achievement. Don't get me wrong.
We need to get
but
some
considering
Steve's on.
The shuttle was designed to operate for just 10 years?
True.
Oh, God, this frustrates me to no end. I know the crew exploration vehicle is supposed to replace the shuttle in a few years, but considering this isn't the first so-called shuttle replacement to come along and be subsequently canceled, I guess we can just hope the private sector will have the redemption of space travel. Because I've lost all confidence in NASA and the U.S. government.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. So this rant's gone on way longer than I intended.
Come on,
Sir
Richard Branson.
But you can tell this subject is pretty close to my heart. But until next time, keep up the great work.
Thank you. And I do believe that was. I do believe you're right. I do believe he's in disguise.
Yeah.
He said his name was Steve, but no.
Yeah.
No.
It's Richard Branson.
You're Richard Branson.
Yeah, it is.
Privatized space travel. The only problem with privatized space travel, I don't trust any company to do anything good with it.
Right.
It'd be too much for profit.
Exactly.
For putting up billboards on the moon.
Jurassic Park, when the lawyer sees it and is like, we'll make a fortune, and talks about we can charge whatever we want, $1,000. This is not, we'll have a coupon day. That's the kind of
thing.
Yeah,
that's, yeah.
What I think.
Discount space flights, no. Bad idea.
Yeah, but it would just be for the really rich. Or it would, you know.
Lottery would we
winners.
Finally get our cheap, you know, Apex DVD version of space travel? That's usually how that happens, right?
Yeah, yeah. Look at everything and how it starts out really expensive and then it comes down. So you're right.
All right, Steve, let's get some money together.
We can do it.
Through the GRD fund.
Yeah.
Let's get some money towards
but we really
privatizing
do. We
space
need
travel.
The brightest minds.
We do.
Know.
We have brightest minds. We have some bright minds.
We need
a few, don't we?
Yeah.
Somebody out there? Hello?
Well, he's got a great point. Before they had talked about replacing the shuttle with something else, why was that scrapped? And how do we know that this is not going to get scrapped? Basically, what is taking so long to do that? Because it really was designed as a 10-year... It was supposed to be in phases where it was supposed to evolve.
Yeah, something better and better and better was supposed to come along.
Something better comes along. I need
and
that
it didn't
drop.
Work.
I mean, look at something like cell phones and how much they have
so
changed
quickly. Boom.
In time.
Yeah,
and
privatized.
Now, now you've got that Zoolander one. Boop. All right. So it's good. Good thoughts there. Good. Damn, he's got us riled up. All right. Hey, look who called.
Hey guys, it's Anna. Yeah, I was just kidding you. Anyway, actually, I have something to talk about.
Not somebody else.
I went and saw Wolverine last weekend at the $2 theater. Wow. I wasn't really interested in going, but a friend wanted to go, and so we went, and it was a lot of fun, you know, while I was watching the film. And then afterwards, I started thinking about it just a little too much, and that's probably the downfall. I got a question, and maybe Billy Flynn or, you know, anybody else in the room that is familiar with X-Men origins and history and all that stuff could explain this to me. But so if Logan and his brother are immortal, essentially, because they just can't be killed unless, you know, they didn't even know for sure if you cut someone's head off that they'll actually be killed.
There could be
except for that one dude, but, you know, that was kind of an exception maybe. Anyway, if they are actually immortal, how in the world was he able to kill his father? And don't say it's because he got it from his mother, because his mother could not have been the mother of his brother also. Does that make any sense? Anyway, I'm just kind of curious to know how that actually works. It worked fine at the time, like as far as like the timeline of the movie, like it didn't seem out of place. But then when I go back and I think about it, I'm like, wait a minute. How did that work? Anyway, maybe he didn't actually. Maybe his father is still alive and just faking he was dead, and he's going to come back later. That would be awesome. Maybe. Anyway, that's all I've got, and if you can answer that for me, that would be awesome. Bye.
Well, I have a question sort of related to that would probably go together with that. Because like in the original X-Men movie, the kid who was in love with Rogue, who something with ice or fire, right?
Whichever
one that one, right?
Yeah. Yes.
No one else in his family had it, at all. So, is there anything in the X-Men universe where it's like random mutations, kind of here and there, or was it hereditary, or what?
Well, the father is from the movies. The father carries the gene, but it's not always. It's dormant.
It could be a recessive,
a recessive gene.
So, you know, he could just be some lumbering, hulkish, brutish guy, but not necessarily have the ka-ching, ka-ching powers. The overall bottom line to this is just explaining about the powers and about them being pretty much invulnerable is the fact that over the years, they have pushed the concept of what that healing factor does. Because he's been burnt completely free of flesh, leaving nothing but a skeleton.
And regenerated
back. That happened as recently as Civil War. Basically, it started out once that he could be killed, that he just had it was a healing factor. That's what it was. It was just rapid. It wasn't this glorified completely. You know, it took a while. But wow, no, they have really pushed the limits on that.
So his father in the movie might have been a carrier.
Right.
But not actually have also been
so
immortal.
The way the X-Men universe works for Marvel is you'll have like, you know, mutants getting together, they have kids, which will have some sort of maybe combination of their powers, whatever, but
or something completely different.
The overall concept is that for all intents and purposes, the reason these mutations start showing up is because, well, mutants are the next step of human evolution.
Yeah.
That's just how
it's
they
true.
Do it.
But evolution up until this point has been pretty slow.
Right.
No.
Well, the massive kicks. There's always apparently these massive kicks here and there. And bottom line, Anna, is you're thinking far too hard on a movie that doesn't deserve it. It doesn't deserve for you to think about it that hard in the first place. So just let it go.
Wasn't bad. Wasn't great. It was just kind of
Wolverine.
Yeah, Wolverine. That's what that was. All right. Sam has decided to weigh in here.
Hey, it's your boy Sam. Just allow me to be yet another voice of come on back, Jabba. I was only kidding. Somebody please tell Jabba I have his money. I got Dave's deal on From Earth to the Moon beat. It was on sale at this local record shop, brand new for $15. That's right, $15. And
$15, little
I got
man,
it half price.
That shit
on
in my
I got
head.
It for $7.50 brand new. About
show, you owe me, owe
I still
me,
haven't
owe.
Even watched it yet. It,
what?
It ought to be
watch
brilliant.
It.
We'll see you guys at Dragon Con. Bye.
Bye, Sam.
Bye, Sam.
Wow. I didn't realize how karma that was, that I had placed that drop directly. I actually placed that voicemail directly above that drop.
Wow.
So psychic and stuff.
What money of jobs does Sam have?
He's just trying to lure him back.
Probably to say, hey, you're a good guy. Come on back. I got your money.
I think it's
a euphemism.
Oh, well, not that there's anything wrong with it. We have one last voicemail.
I was in Texas, and I was floating down the Guadalupe drunk. Well, that's not relevant.
No.
I got rolled by the cops, and they didn't get arrested, and that was cool. So I take back anything bad I've ever said about Texas. No. Not taking that back. Texas still sucks, but it was cool that I didn't get arrested.
So...
That was Jabba.
Hi, Jabba.
Hi, Jabba.
Welcome back from Texas. I'm sorry, did he say he did not get arrested?
He did not get arrested.
You've been gone a while, boy.
He was floating down a river and probably
on an inner tube. He's been gone the entire time. He had one beer.
Wow.
Floating downstream with Akbar and Jeff. Huh. Well, I guess, Sam, the lure of money has brought Jabba back. So welcome. So that had to have been him on the email.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Congratulations. Welcome back, Jabba.
Wow. I didn't realize it was going to be such a monumentous show.
Mm-hmm.
What are your feelings on that, everyone? Vicar? Sorry. All right. Would you like to leave if you'd like to leave a message, please do. You can, you know, give your thoughts on the return of Jabba, or unless that's a really good impersonation by somebody else. It's podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar, the Bruce, or Flinsters, all at geekradiodaily.com. Or, of course, you can send the voicemail.
206-3-FUN-HECK.
Who's a Wada?
206-3-FUN-HECK.
And one more time for the fun sake.
I'm not on my A game today.
Okay.
I was still going to do it one more time. Better.
I can't compete with you physically.
You're not strong. You're silky boy.
All right. With Lance Armstrong competing for his 8th Tour de France title. And as
beast.
Of like yesterday, he's like 3rd place. He's like 8 seconds behind something like that. I want to talk about improving your aerobic endurance.
Okay.
Because the Tour de France is the hardest aerobic competition ever devised. Okay.
Yeah.
It's 2,200 miles in 23 days. It's ridiculous. One of the best ways to improve your aerobic endurance, I said improve, yes. Improve.
I was going to let it go.
I'm not 100% today either. Let's see. You need to mix up your endurance training.
Okay.
All right. Once a week, you should do a long-distance run. Now, when I say that, long-distance is a relative term. For me, a run of long-distance is like 2 miles, okay? For somebody else, it may be 10, it may be 20, okay? For me, it's 2 miles, I'm done. But it should be a long, slow-distance run, or slow, long-distance run.
Okay.
Again, one of those days. You should also mix it up with an easy run, which is just a short run. Just go out there. Easy pace, enjoy yourself, and then interval training, okay?
Uh-huh.
The best interval training that they have found is considered the 4x4 method. You do, after your warm-up and you're starting your run, you do 4 high-intensity runs for 4 minutes with a 3-minute cool-down between each one of them. That will increase your VO2 max, which is how much oxygen you can take in, and increase your aerobic endurance and your lactate threshold. So aerobic endurance, you want to do it up with long, slow distance running, mix it up with interval training and some easy runs as well.
Okay.
Okay, and also, you don't have to always be running.
You called it a run.
Yeah.
You specifically said it's a run.
You can
it's
do
in
by
the
cycling.
Title. It's in the name.
Yes, but you can do aerobic endurance. You just don't have to run. It could be swimming. It could be cycling. It could be on an elliptical for anything. As just long as it's consistent.
I don't like the elliptical.
The elliptical.
I love
the elliptical. Designed by the devil.
I like the elliptical.
Do not like the elliptical.
I love that thing.
It's an evil, evil thing. It should just die.
Before we move on, could you answer a question? Billy Flynn and I were having like a debate the other day.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Were we?
No, maybe not a debate per se. Okay.
Huh.
Higher weights and lower reps gives you blank, and lower weights, higher reps gives you blank.
Whoopee.
No, sorry, not that one.
It's not match game.
Oh, you said blank.
Okay, lower weight, higher weight, more repetitions, higher repetitions, you're dealing with endurance training. If you're dealing with lower repetitions, higher weight, you're either doing strength training or power training.
What would have, like, okay, I heard that lower reps, higher weight makes your muscles bigger.
That's actually moderate weight, moderate reps.
Okay.
Okay, we're talking somewhere around 8 to 12 repetitions, which is considered moderate, and about 80% of your maximum that you can push out is considered to be hypertrophy, which is getting your muscles larger.
SAT word.
Mm. Yeah, it's basically beer muscles. Just making things bigger.
Did you say beer muscles?
Bigger muscles.
No, okay. Not beer muscles.
As opposed to atrophy, which is your muscles.
Oh.
Yeah, shrink up. Ooh, yeah. Good word. Yeah, good job. If you're doing strength training, you're doing more you're doing less repetitions of higher weight.
Okay. And so if you want to be like, you want your arms to be toned, but you don't want them to get any bigger, you want to do...
You can do... The toning, you get that from losing body fat. You take the fat that's already around your muscles and you lose it. So it shrinks up with cardiovascular training or anything that's just going to burn fat.
Okay.
Other than that, you actually want to put a little bit of size on. So what shrinks away and then the stuff grows behind it. The muscle can grow behind it and looks bigger. You don't want to put tons of muscle. For being a woman, you're not going to put tons of muscle on because you don't have the testosterone. You just don't have it. And unless you start growing a mustache, you don't have it.
My name is Alice.
Yeah. What's your name?
Guys, I have a secret to tell you.
No, you don't. He doesn't know it by now.
Just kidding.
Just kidding about having
a secret.
I think we had a bad influence on her.
I think so too.
Yeah, but by now she's corrupted completely.
All right, so we're gonna go to the movies. So yes, come along with us magically in your mind. You'll have a good time, and I don't know how else to say that.
You're going with us to a magical place.
Please do your Irish accent. I want to hear more of it.
It sucks.
So yes. We'll be back. Look, Harry Potter, Half-Blood Prince. Now, should we say now spoilers? We're not going to do
that. I don't know any spoilers.
Well,
I mean, if you've read the books,
right?
Yeah.
I mean,
let's not do the spoilers anyway. Just
you
want to
do Kyle's one big spoiler that he wants? Never mind.
No.
We'll
he swears that he's going to go around to the movies and tell people blank kills blank.
So we'll see how that goes. See how that goes.
I don't think I'm going to let him.
If we don't get arrested, we'll come back and finish the show a little bit later, this 54th episode of GRD's Weekly.
Introducing Dicecast, a new podcast for gamers and about the gaming industry in general.
Where we discuss topics for players and game masters alike.
There will be interviews with up-and-coming writers and artists, industry veterans, as well as topics discussing freelance writing and doing freelance artwork for our marvelous industry.
You can catch us at dicecast.mypodcast.com or search for Dicecast at the iTunes Music Store.
Come listen to Wapcaplets at wapcaplets.net, a gaming podcast where you're in and out in 5 minutes.
Hey, this is Seth Harwood. If you dig hardcore badass crime fiction, check out my Jack Palms books, and now the new Young Junius over at sethharwood.com. If you want to hear middle-aged dorks talk about Cylons and shit, then go ahead and check out Geek Radio Daily. It's up to you. It's your call.
What you are looking at are memories, in this case, pertaining to one individual. This is perhaps the most important memory I've collected. I want you...
Harry?
Harry!
Sorry, I thought I saw something shiny.
My worst fears have been realized. Voldemort has managed to afflict Harry Potter with the most dangerous disorder a wizard can possess. ADHD. The disease is marked by impulsiveness, hyperactivity, and inability to concentrate, squirminess, fidgeting.
Everyone says you're the chosen one. Harry, are you even listening to me?
I have fingers.
While other students are excelling at this year's curriculum, young Potter seems to be...
Corona.
Different.
Focus, focus, be focused, banana, banana, be focused, me, mama, focus, me, the focus!
Harry Potter!
Boobies. Give me my Ritalin, you coward! Give it back!
This time I cannot destroy it alone. I need you to pull everything you have inside of you.
I will pull everything! If you pull my finger!
We are...
Harry Potter and the... Ooh, something shiny.
And so it came to pass that the geeks all gathered together for the midnight release of Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, with expectations running high and the line growing ever longer. The good wizards from GRD's Weekly decide to see how anxious the crowd really is.
How long have you guys been in line?
Roughly 30 minutes.
2 hours.
Half an hour.
2 hours.
No, we have not been in line. No, 2 hours.
There's a slight discrepancy in those two times there.
No. We've only been here like maybe like 45 minutes an hour, if that.
It's currently, 12? Sorry, it's like 10:30.
We've been about an hour. Roughly an hour, yeah.
I relinquish it. It's been an hour.
How long have you guys been waiting in line?
For like 6 hours.
It's a question.
47 hours or so.
47 hours. Congratulations. That's the longest person went in line here.
It started to seem as if a curse was on the crowd because other people were confused as well.
Okay, so how long have you been waiting for this movie to come out?
3 weeks.
Just 3 weeks?
It's a long story. You really want to interview one of them?
She's been on another planet. No, like a year, I guess.
Like... Okay, so you're coming back just in time for the movie to come out?
Yeah, I was really excited.
Oh, good way to fake that. Good job.
I really was excited. Harry Potter's coming out, 15th. All right, I'll go.
While everyone was excited that the day had finally come, some had been waiting for this monumentous occasion far longer than others.
How long have you been waiting for this movie to come out?
Since birth.
Since birth, wow. Didn't realize they were that young.
Since I read the book.
Is this your favorite book of a series?
No, seven. Third.
Seven. Third, definitely.
So split evenly between third and seven. Yeah. You guys are currently dressed up as each character, so go ahead and tell me which character you are.
I am Ron. I have the broken wand.
I'm Harry. Got my scar, my nice big glasses.
I'm Ginny. I don't have anything special.
What's special about you? And I'm Hermione with my spew badge and my time turner.
There you go. After this movie is done, what are you guys going to do after this?
Go back to Hogwarts.
Jen, ask Jen.
I passed about like 9 owls, so I think I'm just going to go straight to the RR office and ask for a job. But they may not say yes, but I'm hoping for it, you know. Moody did it, so. Yeah, you never know.
With muggles and magic kind alike all in costume, the Führer could not be contained, and all grabbing wands hold up together and demand entrance to the theater. All right, they got tired of a bunch of geeks standing out front and said, you guys come on in and sit down. And so, we enter the theater.
GRD's Weekly, we are, sitting in the movie theater.
Yay!
Yay, movie theater, and it's empty right this second. We snuck in, no, we didn't sneak in.
Well, they seat us early. It's not even, it's what, like 10:45?
I know. This is, not that I mind, but this is quite a bit one of the earliest seatings I've ever had for a film.
Well, they've had, 8 theaters? So they're trying to get 8 theaters worth of people in just early, I guess.
Get everybody situated in the right spot.
And it turns out that they also have showings at 12:40 for the other theaters that are still showing regular movies, which is good because a lot of people have showed up to find out that there are no tickets available for midnight.
Dun, dun, dun.
But you can show up, wait another 45 minutes, and then you still get to see the movie almost at midnight.
Well, you still get to see it before, most everybody out there, so that's something.
So, you know, all the wizards and wizard dresses? How would you say that? Are they all just all wizards?
Wizards and witches.
Huh. The Wheeze. No.
Wheezy. Shut up,
Wheezy. Y'all are crazy.
This is true. Anyway, they're here. Everyone is excited, and we're getting ready. We're getting ready because it's Harry Potter.
Yeah, you put a wand with a schoolgirl outfit, all of a sudden they're a wizard. It's great.
There were quite a few people dressed up in Hogwarts kind of costumes.
There's quite a few Luna Lovegoods walking around. Quite decent ones, too, about
that. Decent Mad-Eye Moody as well. We'll put the pictures up on Flickr.
Yes, and... Back to the flippy skirts.
Down boy.
What? You expecting something different from me? I'm caffeinated right now. I gotta make it through this movie.
So you guys looking forward to the film?
Absolutely. I'm totally excited. I can't wait to see this one. This is interesting. Interesting. Blank, blank, and blank, I've heard.
Yeah, blank kills blank. Go ahead, Kyle. Do it for me. Ready?
All right. Snape kills Dumbledore.
All right, good. Now he's finally got that out of his system.
Oh, man. You know what? I haven't read the books.
You just spoiled it for the Bruce.
Wow.
I had heard it before.
He was kidding. He was kidding.
No, he's totally kidding.
He was totally kidding.
Actually, Dumbledore cares Snape.
It is the movie. You know, they might have made some changes. What are we going to do? Well, stay tuned for some possible reactions after the film. And is that it for us here at GRD's Weekly?
I'm thinking so. I'm eating popcorn.
Okay.
I'm eating popcorn.
Nom, nom, nom.
After 2 hours in the darkness with strangers you knew were going to talk during the movie and some bad movie trailers, Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince was finally shown to the masses, and all rejoiced.
Yay!
Afterwards, even though it's late, even though everyone's bleary-eyed, even though everyone's tired, everyone is still geeking themselves over the movie.
And apparently, blank kills blank. Oh my god!
Dun dun dun!
And that was Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. So, how about that prince?
Wow, yeah. So here we are. What time is it? It's like 3 o'clock in the morning?
It's 3 o'clock in the morning, and what are your thoughts?
Sleep. 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm thinking sleep.
What do you think of the movie?
That too. The movie, excellent. Very, very well done. Visually stunning. Beautiful work. The special effects were just absolutely perfect for what the story was telling.
I also thought, once again, very true to the book. You know, you have to cut, but it was a very good adaptation, very accurate and lovingly done.
Organic changes. We've talked about so many other times on the show. Organic changes. When you change things, make it make sense. That's all we're asking. So how many pants would you give this?
8. Maybe 8.5.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I was thinking 8.5. I liked it. I mean, it was definitely kind of slow at times, but it sort of has to be, you know, there's a lot going on.
There isn't the crazy huge action sequences overall in this, as it was more about people and relationships and emotions and feelings.
There was plenty of feeling.
Nothing more than...
Lots of snogging.
Oh, snogging. Yes, indeed. Snogging.
Love story. Oh, it was cute.
It's a British movie.
It was cute the way they did it and everything. I mean, it was well written, and Hermione and Ron finally and Ginny, and you know, it was cute. It was
Hermione and Ron and Ginny?
No.
That'd be great.
That's a little weird.
Ginny and Harry.
I see. So yeah, so you're saying people should go see this?
I would say people should go see this, definitely.
You should make sure you've at least have some background of Harry Potter. You wouldn't really want to go see it if you've never seen anything, but I mean...
Yeah, you need to watch all the movies if you've not seen them, because they don't explain jack.
Read the books.
Read the books.
Read a book once in a while.
Books are good for you.
Yes, but overall, great. If you're a fan of the series, you'll love it.
I agree wholeheartedly.
Bruce apparently wants to go to sleep.
I want to go to sleep.
You need to go see Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. We really enjoyed it, and we know that you will too. Have fun at the movies, and hopefully people will talk in your theater. Good luck.
Another summer blockbuster comes to an end, and this time the geeks can go home happy. With 2 more movies to finish one more book, the Harry Potter fans know that their time's coming to an end. But until then, grab a broomstick, fly as fast as you can, and spend another magical year at Hogwarts. Thanks for hanging with everyone at GRD's Weekly. And be sure to practice those spells. Akio Pants!
And that's been a look at Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince.
It was pretty. It was beautiful.
Oh.
Wingardium Leviosa.
You know, blah kills blah. You
know?
So right there, those were fantastic. Thank you so much for stopping by. It was a fantastic time. I'm glad you could be here. Seriously, you've moved me. Drop by iTunes. Write a review while you're there. Subscribe. That's always fun.
Cafe Press.
Yeah, there's panties there that you can buy.
Yes.
It's fantastic.
I like panties.
Good, good stuff. So go on by there, see that, stop by the site for all the good fun, and send us a message to podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar, the Bruce of Flinsters, all at geekradiodaily.com or to...
206-3-FUN-HECK.
One more time.
206-3-FUN-HECK.
That's all you get.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, check out that little juicy pork chop.
Piss off.
Fame isn't everything.
Look, Potter, I've taught the Sorting Hat a new trick.
Virgin!
Looks like Potter is he who shall not be laid. Guess the monster Pubertus hasn't caught up with you yet.
Pubertus is just a myth, Malfoy.
Second phase.
Class, today we shall be learning spells which give objects the property of wood.
Property of wood? That's happening to me right now. Pubertus.
Oh, no.
What is it, Ron?
The monster, Pubertus, has cursed me, too. He's even cursed Scabbers.
All right, you can stop now.
What are we going to do?
Let's ask Hagrid for help.
Don't be ridiculous, Hermione. We need to confront the terrible horror ourselves and potentially end up hospitalized, like always. All right, just finish.
Professor Snape, Harry and Ron have been cursed by the monster Pubertus.
Pubertus, eh? Let's discuss this further in my magical jacuzzi. Barry White's Candlelightus, Girl Excitus. Get into myself. So, shall we play put the sorting hat on the Slytherin?
Pedophilius Repellus!